to begin Shir number 3, Shir Gimel. Okay, we're trying to understand what is the drasha in the Gemara. There's a Gemara over here that says the Mishnah tells you you could divorce a woman by putting the get into Gagar Chaser v'Karfeifa. And the Pasuk says in order to divorce a woman, you have to put it in her hand. So the question is, if when we read Chumash, it says you have to put it in your hand. It means you put it in your hand. When I reform Judaism, you just put in whatever you want into the Chumash. You can't do that. So therefore, we understand that when it says Yada, it means Yada. You want to tell me it means something other than Yada? So there needs to be a drasha. And the Gemara over here tells us that there is a drasha. The question is, what is that drasha? That's the Shiloh. What is the drasha? So we started with Rashi. Rashi told us a little bit of what the drasha is. Rashi says, Biyada Inenu. It doesn't say Biyada Inenu. It says V'nasan Biyada. So that's how I know that it could be anywhere. V'nasan Biyada as opposed to Biyada Inenu. And the question is, we don't understand what the Pshat in Rashi is. So we heard so far from Kovi wanted to Taina that whatever is first in the Pasuk, that's what's emphasized in the Pasuk. That's the point over here. Nice, good pshat, very nice. But we pointed out already that that's a chiddush. First of all, Rashi doesn't say whatever's first in the pasuk. If Rashi wanted to write that, he could have written whatever's first in the pasuk is emphasized. He doesn't write that.
It would be easier to say also.
What?
It would be much easier to say.
It would be much easier for us to read the Rashi, that's all for sure. Yeah, he would write it differently. It would be much easier to express it. It would be much easier for us to understand it. So that's a reason to assume that Rashi's probably not saying that. Number one. Another RO that we had was the fact that who said it's even true? Who said it's even true that whatever's earlier in the Pasuk gets more emphasis? Mechatesi that that's true. I don't know if that's true. You go through Pesukim in all Kult Arkula. Whatever's earlier in the Pasuk is always more emphasized. Mechatesi. So that's another RO. So we left off with these questions, and we still have a question mark. What is the drasha? If Rashi doesn't give us pshat, what are we going to do? So today, let's begin. We turn to the Ramban. The Ramban brings Rashi, and he gives us insight into how he understood Rashi. How does the Ramban understand Rashi? He doesn't say explicitly, Rashi says X, Y, Z, and this is how I understand it. He doesn't say that. But we can learn what he says and figure out how he viewed Rashi based on what he says. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, he quotes Rashi, but looks at Biyada Inenu, and then he says, Ve'eino nachon, it's wrong. Why is it wrong? She'ein bivinasan biyada lashon miyutar yoser mi biyada yitnehu. Zag the Ramban, you know why it's wrong? Because in the words of Vinasan biyada that it actually does say in the Chumash, there's nothing extra more than if it would have said the alternative. If it would have said Biyada Inenu. Since there's nothing extra, so it can't be that the drasha is based on the fact that there's something extra by writing Menasan. That's Ramban's kash on Rashi. What do we see from that? We see from that that the Ramban learned Rashi that the word of the drasha is that because it says v'nasan biyada and not biyada yitneu means that there's something extra in the pasuk. V'nasan biyada, there's something extra now. Biyada yitneu would be nothing extra. V'nasan biyada is something extra. That's what Ramban learned Rashi, to which he says it's shver because it's not true. There's nothing extra. That's Ramban's kash on Rashi. So a number of you asked, I don't understand. You read Rashi, it doesn't sound like Rashi is saying anything about Vinasa Biyada being extra. Correct? Right? So the idea is like this. What I think maybe could happen over here to understand where the Ramban got this from is like this. Many of us read Rashi, and we tried, especially Shmuley was giving many different attempts at this, right? You read Rashi, and what do you see? What screams out at us from Rashi? What screams out at us from Rashi is that the Torah should have written Biyada Yitnenu, and it didn't. Instead, it wrote V'nasan Biyada. It should have written Biyada Yinenu, and instead it wrote Binasam Biyada. That's what Rashi seems to be telling us. Now, we have a question. Why? Why should it have written Biyada Yinenu more than Binasam Biyada? So one answer could be because Biyada Yinenu is shorter. Maybe Biyada Yinenu is shorter than Binasam Biyada. That's one possibility. One second. One possibility. Another possibility which came up is that one is more grammatically correct. Right? Speak to Akiva. Speak to Tzvi Felsenthal was suggesting this, right? One is more grammatically correct. That's another possibility. It means the Torah is writing something which is less grammatically correct. Must be to teach me something. That was another possibility. So there's different reasons here why it is we're suggesting why we should have written Biyada Yinenu and instead it wrote Vinasa. So where did the Ramban come up with his idea? That the idea is because it's shorter and there's Vinasa is extra. I'm suggesting that Enachanami, it wasn't clear that way from Rashi itself. But based on the pashtus of the Gemara says, Talmud loymar v'nosan mikol makoim. That's mashma that v'nosan is teaching me something. There's something extra in v'nosan. Talmud loymar v'nosan mikol makoim. Those words are mashma that there's something. The word v'nosan is there's something about it that's extra in the Chumash. And the Ramban learned the Gemara, and he came up with this mashmos that there's something extra in the Chumash. And he said, "Oh, that's probably what Rashi meant." To which I respond and tell Rashi, but it's not true. And that's why Rashi's Eino Nachon. That's what's happening over here in the Kasha of the Ramban on Rashi. Okay, so the Ramban tells us how he understood Rashi. He tells us his Kasha on Rashi. What is the Ramban's alternative? Okay, before we get back to defend Rashi, let's see what the Ramban's alternative is. Zuck the Ramban. Ella, rather, you know what Pshat is in the Gemara? Trei v'nasan biyada, k'sivi b'parsha. V'asheni miyutar lidrasha. There's two v'nasan biyadas in the Chumash. If you look in the Chumash, you'll see the first v'nasan biyadas in the first pasuk, the pasuk that we were talking about until now. And then, that's in pasuk Aleph. And then in pasuk Gimel, it says again v'nasan biyada. When the woman gets divorced from her second husband, again it says v'nasan biyada. Zak de Ramban. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, Talmud Olam V'Nasan Mikol Makom. What it means is that it says the word V'Nasan twice in the Chumash. The extra word V'Nasan, the second time it says it, is extra. It's teaching me that you can put it anywhere. Beautiful pshat, beautiful drasha, gorgeous drasha. Yeah, you guys like it? It's kishmak. What? Avi does. We're going to get to Avi's question in a second. Joseph, you also have a problem with this?
With the Ramban's answer?
Yeah. I'm going to get to your question in a second. Well, you have a question? You like it, Joseph? No.
No, actually, Kobe said something that was really good.
Yeah, what are you saying?
With if anything, Vinasa Biyada would be saying the opposite.
Yeah, why?
Because it would emphasize that even more so that you should put it together in somebody's hand.
Because it says the Biyada twice. Yeah. Right?
That was Kobe.
Beautiful. Kobe has his kasha. Avi has his kasha. Moshe asks his kasha. Gorgeous. Ah, very good. The Gemara doesn't mention, when the Gemara says Tamalem, the Gemara says the Drasha, the Gemara doesn't say Biyad, the Gemara says Vinasa. Right? Very good, Shmuley. Right? Excellent. Excellent point.
That's my question on Rashi.
What? Wait, before we get to Rashi, let's focus on one at a time. Okay? Okay? So this is, you have a gorgeous kasha on the Ramban, beautiful kasha on the Ramban. If it says twice, shouldn't it be emphasizing Biyada more so? It's emphasizing Biyada more, not only Vinasan. Beautiful kasha. Let's hold on to this kasha for a second. Beautiful. Let's hold on to this kasha. Okay? It's a gorgeous kasha. Let's hold on to the kasha for a second. Yeah, what do you say?
Another kasha,
yeah?
So, you could possibly enter with this kasha.
Okay.
So, one pasuk is talking about a divorce. Where he found an Arab or whatever.
Okay.
And the next pasuk was about she was angry at him. Okay. So maybe you could say the second one is teaching you that you also have to, that the rule is always you have to put it in her hand, the dafka. And if anything, it's the opposite of including.
So that's against the Ramban. But we're explaining the Ramban now. We're trying to explain the Ramban first.
Why?
Let's first explain the Ramban. Okay? So now, the Ramban is saying a pshat. You guys have a gorgeous kasha on the Ramban. But before we take apart the Ramban, first let's appreciate the beauty of the Ramban for a second. Okay, the Ramban is reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tamu loymar v'nosan mikol makoim. What does the words of the Gemara imply? The words of the Gemara implies that the drasha is from v'nosan. The way the Ramban sets it up, it's so beautiful. There's an extra word, v'nosan, in the Chumash. And that extra word, v'nosan, is gufa teaching me, v'nosan, mikol mako. Could put it wherever you want. It's a beautiful drasha, be'etzim, if you think about it. You guys have a nice kasha. Let's address your kasha. Okay? The Ran also brings the Ramban. He doesn't quote him by name. But he's a Talmud of the school of the Ramban. And the Ran explains like this. He quotes him, and then he says, Ela ha-nachoin detrei v'nosan biyoda. He has the exact same kasha on Rashi, and he says the same shad, Ela ha-nachoin detrei v'nosan biyoda, k'sivi b'parsha. It says v'nosan twice in the parsha, and now the Ran begins adding on to the Ramban. Listen to what he says. He says, V'och yisa b'yushalmi. And it says this in the Yushalmi too. Ubas from Yuter Lidrasha. And the second Venasa Miyada is extra for a drasha. Now, what does it say in the Yushalmi? The Yushalmi says, Tamuloymar Vinosan Vinosan. Yushalmi says it twice. Argumar says Tamuloymar Vinosan once. But Yushalmi says Tamuloymar Vinosan Vinosan twice. So, what do you say? You're learning the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. What do you say? Is it Raya to Rashi or a Raya to the Ramban? What do you have over here?
The Yerushalmi?
The Yerushalmi, the Umara, what do you want to say? Anything. Tell me a Raya to Rashi or the Ramban?
From the Ran.
What?
From the Ran?
No, the Ran and the Ramban are arguing on Rashi. Yeah. I want to know, does anybody here have a Raya to Rashi or a Raya to the Ran and Ramban?
From where?
From a Gemara.
Vinasan, quote Vinasan.
You tell me, talk to me. What are you saying?
The fact that it's quotes Vinasan, it shows that Rashi says that you shouldn't use Vinasan Yada Yinenu.
Rather it says Vinasan
Yada. It shows that since Vinasan's first, it's I guess, yeah, it's more, I don't know how to say it.
Okay,
it darshens the fact that it should be you could put the get in kol makom instead of just in the hand.
So you tell me a raya? I want a raya. A raya to either Rashi or the Ramban.
Well, the Kovanot, did I not say it properly? I don't know.
You're saying over Rashi, but I want to hear a raya that Rashi's right. Show me a proof which supports Rashi or the Ramban. What are you saying? Anybody else have their hand up? Yeah, totally.
The Gemara says Vinasan.
Yeah.
It says we're learning from the word Vinasan.
Okay.
To exclude the Ramban says we're learning from the word Vinasan Biyata.
So Rashi says also.
Just 1 second, let me talk first.
Okay.
Ramban's talking about both
of them. One at a time, yeah? What are you saying, Tully?
So the fact that the Ramban says we're learning from the word Vinasan Biyata and the Gemara says that we're learning from the word Vinasan, I think that excludes the Ramban.
How does it exclude the Ramban? Because why?
The Ramban says that we're learning from Vinasan Biyada.
Oh, from both words. Vinasan Biyada, okay.
Now Rashi says that...
we're learning just from Vinasan, you're saying.
He says that we're learning from the word Vinasan Biyada, not Biyada Nitzneu.
Okay.
So he's saying that we're learning by the fact... I'm saying he is very vague, but by the fact that he's saying... that the Gemara says the word Vinasan... it seems like it's going according to Rashi's pshat that it's saying Vinasan Biyada.
Mashinkin, the Ramban is learning from both Vinasan Biyada. So if it would be like the Ramban, it would say Vinasan Biyada. Yes. Mashinkin, according to Rashi, is learning just from the word Vinasan.
Yeah.
Okay, now 1 second. I hear what you're saying, because it says v'nasan biyada. It does say that in the Ramban and the Ran, but I think the emphasis in the Ramban and the Ran is the fact that it says it twice. Not specifically the fact that it says v'nasan biyada, but rather the fact that it says it twice. So let's say we just say the word v'nasan. Let's say v'nasan. So then you would say that that's against the Ramban or like the Ramban?
I would say that's against the Ramban.
Right, because then they were biyada, right?
Yeah.
But the Ran is quoting the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, right? And the Yerushalmi says that it says v'nasan twice. And that's like the Ran and the Ramban. He's bringing his riot to himself.
And he doesn't say the word biyada.
Right.
That's a good question. I don't know why he doesn't.
Oh, so the teretz is because what's the emphasis of the Ran and the Ramban, according to this first chat? The emphasis is that it says it twice. So by the fact that it says it in the Chumash twice, we have the extra word, the second word is extra, the second time, I mean, is extra, and that's how we make a drasha. So if the second time is extra, that's how we make a drasha. So I say v'nasan one, that's one time. V'nasan is the second time, that's the drasha. That's like the Rana, the Ramban. Right? That's what you're saying, Shmuley. Also, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I thought...
What?
Ah!
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Let's speak that out in a second, okay? Let me make seder of what's going on over here. Let me make sure we're all on the same page, okay? We have right now in front of us a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban and the Ran. Rashi says the drash is from v'nasan biyada, as opposed to biyada inenu, and we're trying to figure out exactly what that means, but that's Rashi's version. The Ramban and the Ran say no. The drash is from the fact that it says v'nasan biyada twice. Now I'm asking a simple question. We're learning the Gemara. We want to make sure that Rashi or the Ramban, that they fit into the Gemara. We want to see which way is the more pashup shot of the Gemara and which way is the more chiddush shot of the Gemara. So we read our Gemara and I'm saying, look, guys, tell me your Raya from the Gemara. Show me which one fits better in the Gemara, one or the other. So the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi that says explicitly, Talmud Loimar, v'nasan. It says twice. So that's a raya to the shita of the Ramban and the Ran. It's a raya to their pshat because it says the Talmud Loimar, the drush is two times v'nasan. It's mamish like them. So beautiful. It doesn't say the word biyada. Okay, it's referring to the pasuk v'nasan biyada, v'nasan biyada. It says it twice. Now, this is a raya to the Ramban. The Ran speaks it out. It's explicitly against Rashi. What are we going to do? Is it Talmud Yerushalmi against Rashi?
Why is that? Why does that matter?
Talmud Yerushalmi is Gemara. Gemara can't be against Rashi.
It's different. The Yerushalmi is different than Bavli. Right?
Oh, so what do you have to say? Very good, Tolly. What do you have to say? You say like this. The Yerushalmi? Yeah, Yerushalmi's Amaroi. Yeah, 100%. Rabbi Yochanan is the dog of Yerushalmi. It's a big problem. Zok Tuli, the teretz is that if you pay attention, you realize that while it's true that the Yerushalmi says Talmud Loimar, v'nasan, says twice. But what does the Bavli say? What does Argamar say? Does Argamar say twice? No. Argamar does not say twice. What does Argamar say? Argamar says Talmud Loimar v'nasan only one time. So Memela comes out an amazing thing. We can suggest that Rashi is going to learn there's a machlaikes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns that Rashi is v'nasan. That would be like the Ran, the Ramban. Rashi learns, the Bavli disagrees, and the drush is not from the Nazan, Minazan. It's only one time, one Minazan. And that's why the Rashi did not explain like the Ramban and the Ran. Right? This also will help us understand another interesting point. I forgot who it was that brought it to my attention. They asked it during Seder, right? There's an issue over here. The Ran and the Ramban are saying the same pshat. The Ran was a big Tamachacham. He knew the Yerushalmi is a raya to his pshat. What about the Ramban? Did the Ramban know that the Yerushalmi was a raya to his pshat? L'chaira, yeah. But does the Ramban quote the Yerushalmi as a raya to his pshat? No. Why not? It could be because even though the Ramban knew that the Yerushalmi could be a raya to his pshat, but he was also aware of the possibility that one could be doicha the raya by simply saying that's the Yerushalmi. But what about the Bavli? The Bavli says not like that. So don't bring me a raya from the Yerushalmi when the Bavli's not like that. And therefore the Ramban doesn't feel that there's any strength to continue and say v'hachi isa b'Yerushalmi. He doesn't feel there's any purpose to do that because you can be dozed by saying in the Bavli. Right? And like this, we could explain this issue of how Rashi also gets out of the raya from the Yerushalmi. Yeah.
Because
question.
I think you.
Here's that first, yeah.
Because the Yerushalmi learns one way, the Bavli learns another way.
Yeah.
It excludes the Bavli from learning that way.
What do you mean excludes the Bavli? What do you mean?
If they don't learn it, the Bavli learns like.
Right now, the Ran is learning, at this point, the Ran is learning that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are both in agreement. And the Ramban is learning that way, Alibo Demes, also. But I'm suggesting that the Rashi maybe is learning there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and that's why Rashi could say, I'm not bothered by the fact that the Yerushalmi says, Trey Vinasan. I'm not bothered by that, because that's the Yerushalmi. Bavli says otherwise. That's one possibility. Okay? And that's also why the Ramban knew this Cheshbin, and that's why the Ramban didn't quote the Yerushalmi as a riot to himself. Even though he holds that it is the truth, that this is really the Pshat and the Bavli, but it's not. He's not going to quote that as a riot. Yeah. You finished? Yeah? Okay, you finished. Yeah.
My question of why Tzitznes and Biyada, it says Biyada also twice, can't that cancel out the Ron's first answer and the Ramban's question?
But that's what I'm getting to right now. I'm getting to that in a second.
But then you have the Ron's second answer.
Okay, that's exactly what we're getting to. Very good. Excellent. We're going to get to it. Yeah.
What about Lassa Kimsa?
Let's get to that also in a second. Yeah.
What's the difference between the Ramban and the Ramban?
At this point, there's bad some no difference. The only difference is whether the Yerushalmi is a raya. Whether they quote the Yerushalmi as a raya. Yerushalmi says, Tamalema v'nosan v'nosan. Okay? Now, Avi has a beautiful point over here, and then we'll get to the question that we said before with the Ran second tarts. Zok Avi, he says, let's look at the Gemara for a second. The Tartamima makes the same point. The Tartamima and Chumash makes the same point. Let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Drasha for Gittin. It says, Tan Rabbanan v'nasan b'yada, ein leil yada, gan kezev v'chafev v'minayin, taim ilamai v'nasan mikol makom. And then the Gemara brings, v'tan yonami hachi, a braisa that says similar to this. What's this braisa? By Geneva. The pasuk says in Geneva, im hi matze ti matze b'yadoi. Maybe you're only going to be a ganav, which is chayev kefel, if you find it in the ganav's hand. But if it's in the ganav's backyard, he's not going to be chayev kefel. That's what the Gemara says. Kamash tamuloymar, what? Hi matze ti matze mikol makon. Zakt Avi, and he's mechamit to Tarat Mimo, who makes the same point. He says, look, here's a braisa that's talking about our exact same issue regarding yodai. Is yodai literal, or is yodai expanded to include all things similar to yad? Gag chazev kaveva. And what does the Gemara bring? A drasha. What's the drasha? He matze, ti matze, a double lashin. That means an extra word. That's the idea. Zok davi, zok the tar tamima. Over there in Parshas Devarim, in the Parsha of Kiyekach, of the Pasuk V'nasan B'yada, in Parsha Kisete, the Parsha says V'nasan B'yada. It says it twice. If this Gemara were uniform, which it makes sense that it would be, so then it would mean that the drasha of Geneva is based on a double lashon, and Hu Hadin, the drasha of Gittin, Gerushin is also based on double lashon, which is precisely the pshat of the Ramban and the Ran. Memela zogda the Tartamima. One second, let me just finish. Zogda Tartamima. He says lulei the mistafina. He says if I weren't afraid, I would suggest that there's even potentially a mistake in the girsa, And he wants to suggest that really you should say Tam Lema Vinosan Vinosan. Even in the Bavli. Unbelievable. You hear what's happening here? He's saying really it should be a double Lashin is the drasha by Get. And in that way it's uniform with the next Gemara of Himatze Timatze. Isn't that so smooth? It's mamish so smooth. And it's mamish. What's saying? I hear you, but it doesn't work. Right? The Nekuda is that it's mamish like the sheet of the Ran, like the sheet of the Ramban in the Bavli.
Let me explain.
A double lashon. What?
How does that work again?
Explain it one more time. Yeah. And then we'll hear the question, okay? It's a gorgeous insight. Beautiful. So beautiful. What's the Nekuda? The Nekuda is like this. Our Gemara brings two brises which discuss the same topic. Right, Kovi? Yad. Is it literal? Or is it an example? And the Gemara brings a drasha for each case. A drasha for get and a drasha for gneva. Right? Now, the drasha for gneva is clear. He matze, ti matze. It's a double lashon. Right? Zag the tar tamima, doesn't it make sense that the drasha should be uniform? By gneva, it's bringing the drasha from double lashon. It makes sense that by get, it also would be from a double lashon. And it would make so much more sense that way. Also, in reading the Gemara, the lashon of the Gemara would make so much more sense. Tam olaymar v'nasa mikol mokom. Everybody doesn't understand. What's the tam olaymar? It says v'nasan. But it says v'nasan biyada. What's the drasha? If you add in an extra word and say tam olaymar v'nasan v'nasan, or if you say it's referring to the second v'nasan in the Chumash, like the way they're on the Ramban learning, so then it comes out that it's so smooth. The two brises are uniform. The drush is from the double lashon. The Gemara makes perfect sense both by Geneva and by Gittin. It's mamish, a beautiful Gemara. It's a beautiful pshat. Mm-hmm. And it's a raya to the Ramban and the Ram. Exactly what you were saying, Avi, right? We hit on the nail? Yeah. Akiva and then Tully. What are you saying? I can't hear you.
I have a few problems with
this. Okay, let me hear. A few problems.
First of all, Vinasan.
Yeah.
That would be implying something with the word Vinasan.
Okay.
Second of all, the Himatze Timatze is not talking about the Vinasan Biyada part.
It's talking about Geneva. Himatze Timatze Biyada. That's the puzzle.
It's talking about the phrase Vinasan Biyada.
I know, but there's a concept of uniformity. What's uniformity? That the Gemara is making a drasha to teach me something about the word Biyadai. So whatever the drasha is regarding the case of Geneva, teaching me the word about Biyada, so it'll be the same type of drasha also regarding Gittin. Teach me about the word Biyada. It makes perfect sense that it should follow the same format.
Right, but yeah. It's not in the same pasuk.
What's not in the same pasuk?
The double lashon by the Himatze Timatze.
Yeah.
Two words next to each other in the same pasuk.
Yeah.
That's a real double lashon. Here it's like a double.
Very nice. That's Aura. That's Aura. That's Aura. It's a different husband. Right. It's true, but it's still the same idea of get. It's Aura, but you know I'm not going to ignore it.
Right.
But
is that a different limud?
What?
Is that a different type of?
It's an Aura. At the end of the day, I mean, the Ramban and the Ran and the Tar Tamima and many other Rishonim also, they all are not bothered by this.
No,
not Gzeira Shavah. Not Gzeira Shavah. Double Lashon, it's an extra word. They're not bothered by the fact that it's written by a different husband or the fact that it's written up 2 seconds later. They're not bothered by it. But it is Aura. Yeah. It is different than Himatze Timatze. Yeah, correct.
Two more?
Wow. Yeah.
One is the thing that I was saying before with the 2 seconds going on different cases, so maybe it's trying
okay, that we said already, yeah.
And
okay.
The other one is, what about the other things it said? The whole story that he wrote the get, and then he sent her out.
What about it?
That's also double.
Why is that double?
It says in both Pesukim the same thing. The Kasa, Vlad, Sefer Pesach, the Shofar Besa. It says that.
You're saying, so we should have a drasha from all the rest of it too, you're saying?
No, up here, it's just that we're just saying the story.
So we should have a drasha from the rest of them.
We should have no drasha.
Or no drasha. Okay. I'm saying if they hold that there is a drasha from Aminosan, so they should hold that there's a drasha from the rest of it.
Right.
It's all right. I'm going to try to think about that. Believe me, that's position. That's all right. Okay. Yeah, Tuli, what are you saying?
Rabbi was saying how
It's more of a question. Rebbe was saying how it's very smooth, that it works. It's way with the Tanya Nami Hachi.
Yeah.
Does it necessarily have to work like that, though?
It makes sense that it would.
I'm saying it looks nice, but does it have to?
Looks nice. I'm saying, wouldn't you rather something nice than ugly?
It's not.
I would.
It's not ugly, and I feel like we're stretching a little bit.
Where's the stretch?
Because I don't feel like it. It doesn't save a nusin twice.
Does?
I don't feel like.
Oh, our Gemara doesn't save a nusin twice.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say it. Fine. It's Ara.
So I feel like we're stretching.
We're aware of that Ara. Okay, Anachanami, that's Ara.
Why is it mentioned by...
We agree with that. I'm not ignoring that.
Why is it mentioned by get, not double washing, but get, it does mention double washing? Why is only...
Right, that's why the Tar Tamima says that Lule the Mistafina, he would say that there's a mistake in the Girsa. That's why he says that. Because Lamaisa, it should say the double washing, just like it says it, over there, he wants it, right? So he was saying, Luli the Mistafina, he wants to suggest that there's a missing word in the Girsa, and it should be like the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. That's what he wants to suggest. You're right. What?
Does that mean that Rashi went on a whole tangent for nothing? That's what
you're saying? Yeah, he's saying not like Rashi, correct. He's saying not like Rashi.
So it shouldn't be
Girsa change in the Gemara? The Tartamim is making that Girsa change. You want to write it on the side of your Gemara? You could write it on the side of your Gemara. Maybe it'll be in the next close Vahadar.
Is it fair to say Vinas that it's just a Vinasim Vinasim, but it's Vinasim Biyada, Vinasim Biyada?
The point is really from Vinasim, not Biyada. Like you said, the word Biyada is really problematic, right?
Yeah, is it fair to pull it apart?
I don't know. I'm saying that's exactly what we're doing over here.
Right.
So you're saying the question is there's many extra words.
It's obviously not uniform because it's two.
Okay, that's like the same question as before. That Lamaisa, it's not only the word of Vinasan, there's other extra words here. Correct. We're raising that as a problem, a general problem with this pshat. But at least, you know, we could take apart the pshat, but it's kedai also to appreciate the gishmak in the pshat too, for a minute at least, before we knock it down, no?
Yeah. The word they go with is
the other. No. Himatze is the double lashon by God.
The word they use in the pasuk is the other.
Correct.
Not us.
So
after one case.
No, the drasha from the Gemara by Ganav is Himatze Timatze, and that teaches me that biyado is labdavka. The drasha by Gerishin is also vinosan. That teaches me biyado is labdavka.
Comparing two cases because they both have biyado.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
So then what is Vinasa?
Because that's the drasha to teach you that biyada is lav davka. The drasha in both cases is that we want to know is biyada just an example or is it literal, very specific. So the answer is there's a drasha teaching me that it is an example. What's the drasha? By Geneva we see clearly what the drasha is. It's a double lashon. So we're going to use that concept and apply it also to Gerushin. Right? By Gerushin, we don't know what the drush is. By Geneva, we know what the drush is. So let's use the one that we know to be a source of light to understand the other one that we don't know. That makes a lot of sense. Right? That's what we're doing over here. Okay. Let's get the next Nekuda. What?
It could be somebody else.
It doesn't have to be, but it would be smooth. It would be Gishmak. Right. And not only would it be Gishmak, it happens to be that the Yerushalmi seems to say it explicitly. And it also happens to be that the Ramban holds that way is Pshat in the Bavli. And it also happens to be that the Ran says that it's Pshat in the Bavli. And it also happens to be, you know.
Except it doesn't say nothing.
Can we say it's a mix of Rashi and the Ramban?
1 second. Before we mix, let's first go with what's clear. Okay? So this is, we have thus far. Okay, let's make sure that we're all on the same page. We have a pshat from the Ramban and Ran that the drasha of our Gemara is based on the fact that it's an extra word, Vinasan in the Chumash, and they bring you Yerushalmi. The Ran brings you Yerushalmi as a raya to this. We pointed out from Rashi that maybe the reason why the Yerushalmi is not problematic for him is because he knows that the Bavli maybe argues on the Yerushalmi. And now we're bringing Avi Mechanim to the Tar Tamima, that the Tar Tamima says, really, Minei Bei in the Bavli also, it would be better, it would make more sense that even the Bavli should have this double lashon because, number one, the uniformity would help us out in understanding it. And number two, the Torah Tumimah's suggestion that maybe there's even a mistake in the Girsa. Fine. Let's go to the next Nakuda. Okay? There's a lot of questions over here, a lot of questions. Lamaisa, our Gemara doesn't have this extra Girsa, right? Your question. What about the fact that it says Biyada? What about Biyada? You're ignoring Biyada. Isn't Biyada more emphasis? Very solid question. So in order to address that, let's go to the Ran. The Ran says, Inami. He says, I'll tell you a second teretz. What's second teretz? To have a miut achar miut. Vein miut achar miut, ala rabos. That there's a miut after a miut. What's a miut? A miut means an exclusion. I say, put the get in your hand. That means I'm excluding, put it in his pocket. It means I'm excluding, put it by his seat. Right? I put it in your hand. So that's an exclusion. Minasan biyada, put it in your hand. It's an exclusion. It says minasan biyada twice. It's an exclusion. And then another exclusion. The rule is, when you have an exclusion after another exclusion, ein miyud achar miyud, ela l'rabbos. When you have one exclusion followed by another exclusion, so then it means that instead of excluding, you should include. Why should that be? What's the shot behind such a thing? How do we understand such a concept? Maybe it should be more like Moshe was saying, right? That if it's an exclusion and then another exclusion, maybe it's emphasis. It's emphasis. It's not telling you an inclusion. Maybe it's just emphasis. Teretz is, when the Rosh Hashiva tells you that you need to not wear slides in the Mizmerish, he doesn't need to emphasize himself. One time is enough. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, you put the get in your hand, he doesn't need to say it again for emphasis. Right? Maybe the Rosh Hashiva does. But Hashem for sure doesn't. Right? Okay. So why would there be an idea of miut achar miut, an exclusion after an exclusion, if it's not emphasis, what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. If it really was to exclude putting it anywhere else, let's say I say, Akiva, put it in your hand. It means not your pocket, right? So then why would it say a second time, again, in your hand? It's unnecessary. It must be that when it said in your hand the first time, it wasn't written to exclude anything else. It was maybe written as an example which we should use to learn and extrapolate from there to other things, make them similar to Yad, but not as a total exclusion of everything else. For example, I say, you can wear you can wear a white shirt, okay? You have to wear a white shirt, let's say, okay? So that's an exclusion from a non-white shirt, right? So I don't need to tell you again, you have to wear a white shirt. If I tell you again, you have to wear a white shirt, so maybe now what I'm saying is, I'm not really excluding everything from that. No, anything which is similar to a white shirt is good enough. Maybe what I meant was, I don't know, you could already think of the examples, right? That's the nekuda over here. The point is, I say, put it in her hand. It's excluding anything else. I say again, put it in her hand. Well, that's strange. You already told me put it in her hand, excluding anything else. Why would you tell me it again? Must be, Zak Chazal, this is the way to read Chumash. That it's not to exclude, but rather, when it says her hand, it means it's an example which includes anything that's similar to her hand. Could be other things too. That's the way to understand it. Okay? Now what's the what is the Ran saying? Is the Ran saying this on his own? Is this a brand new answer? What's the Ran saying? Is this a brand new answer?
Sounds like
a brand new answer.
I would think so.
Totally new.
Seems like he's answering a question that is underlined.
Why is he giving a brand new answer? Well, he's answering a question. What's the question?
He knows there's a question.
Because he knows there's a question on the first answer, right? Do you ever have a situation somebody asks you a question, and then you give him an answer. So he comes and asks you again. You say, hello, I already answered the question. I want to hear another answer. What's wrong with the first answer? No, isn't that how usually it works? You already gave an answer. You don't need to give a second answer. Why is the Ran giving a second answer? Because there's something wrong with the first answer. What's wrong with the first answer?
Why is it different?
It says yeah. It says yeah there twice also.
Ah, What's wrong with the first answer is precisely your kasha that you guys were mechavin to the Ran. Right? One second. You're mechavin to this problem. What was the problem with the first answer? The problem with the first answer is that it says not just v'nasan twice, but it says v'nasan biyada twice. Beautiful question. Beautiful question. So maybe when the Yushalmi says that it says trei v'nasan, you know what the Yushalmi means? Zuck the Ran, a new pshat in the Yushalmi. It's pshat in the Yushalmi. A new pshat in the Yushalmi. What's the pshat in the Yushalmi? That v'nasan biyada and v'nasan biyada, it's not just an extra word and just make a drasha from an extra word. Because then you would get stuck with biyada also extra. And biyada is emphasis, whatever. No. The pshat is it's a miyot, v'nasan biyada. And another miyot, v'nasan biyada. So miyot, acha miyot, is the rabbis.
What's the difference between the two pshatim and the Ran?
What's the difference between the two pshatim and the Ran?
Yeah.
The first pshat in the Ran is saying that there's extra word. There's extra word in Chumash. When there's extra word in Chumash, so you can make a drasha from the extra word. The second pshat is saying, it's not that there's an extra word, but rather that when the Torah speaks in an exclusion, and then it speaks with another exclusion again, so the way to understand that exclusion is to include other things which are similar to that specific example.
Isn't that basically the same?
No, two different things.
It's the first pshat again, Rabbi.
The first pshat is that there's an extra word, v'nasan. Extra word v'nasan tells you with Russia.
Would you be able to explain why excluding something again for some reason includes other things? Like it makes I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
let this.
Make any sense.
I want to make sure that we're all holding the same place. Okay. We had the first pshat of the Ran. Everybody got the first pshat of the Ran?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's extra v'nasan. Yeah, everyone got it.
Yeah.
Extra word in the Chumash. V'nasan is extra. Tells you that you can put it anywhere. We had one second. We had a. That's true. It addresses biyada. The second one for sure is emphasizing the extra biyada, for sure. True. True.
And biyada, that's not similar to the pasuk of Yom HaTikun Yosef, because we're trying to figure out the biyada, we're trying to figure out from other devil, not the actual.
Why can't the second one emphasize both?
The second one is not about double lashon. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. It's not which word, it's the type of a drasha. There's different ways of making a drasha, just like there's different ways of making eggs. There's different ways of doing it, and they're different from each other. Some guys like scrambled, some guys like omelets. They're different. One type of drasha is there's an extra word. You have an extra word in the Chumash. Why would the Torah write an extra word? It must be it's teaching me something. That's the first type of drasha. V'nasan says v'nasan twice. Extra drasha.
Every time,
right?
Or is it only if there's no need for the second word?
Whenever there's the extra means there's no need. That's extra. When there's an extra word, it means there's no need for it. Then you make a drasha.
No, I'm saying okay? It's not. If it just says like the same word twice,
it's extra, right?
Why?
Because why would it say it twice?
I'm saying it's saying it in two different psukim just to specify something, a similar idea.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning if a pasuk says one word and the next pasuk says a different word, is that automatically a drasha? Is it only when the second word is extra? Is not needed?
I'm not talking about different lashonos, I'm talking about extra. Extra word, right?
If it changed
Rosh Hashanah, you're saying the extra Vanessa was
never changed.
No, I caught that.
Right.
But I'm saying not all cases Vanessa going to be extra. We just saying.
Okay, one second, guys. Let's take him out. I feel like Dilem is getting splintered over here for a second. Yeah?
It's just in this area.
Can I get everyone's attention? What?
I don't care.
Can I get everyone's attention over here for a second? Yeah, let's try to get this clear, okay? There's a type of a drasha based on the fact that there's an extra word in Chumash. An extra word. When there's an extra word, so now the Torah doesn't say extra words for no reason. It must be teaching me something. So that's one type of a drasha. That's the first mahalach of the Ramban and the Ran. Extra word, miyutar. There's a v'nasan miyutar. Right? That's one type of drasha. We had a question on that. That there's a lot of extra words. What do we do with all those extra words? Why are we only focusing on one this word of v'nasan? What about the other extra words? That's a question. So the Ran comes and tells us another explanation of what the Yerushalmi means when the Yerushalmi says that it says Venasan twice. What does it mean? Not that simply there's an extra word, but a different type of drasha. What's the other type of drasha? The other type of drasha is like this. When the Torah says a miyut, Torah says, don't wear slides in the Beis Medrash. Torah says, put the get in her hand. It's very specific. So that means, this is what you need to do. You can't do anything else, right? Now, there's no need for the Torah to be specific again. If the Torah is going to be specific again, so then that means that there's a question here. The Torah is being specific. It's excluding. There's nothing left to exclude. We already excluded everything the first time. So what's going on? That is called a miyut achar miyut, an exclusion after an exclusion. They miyut achar miyut al rabbis. It must be that the first time is making an exclusion, but the second time is telling you don't exclude everything. You should really include things that are similar to the specific example that it says in the Chumash. The specific example in the Chumash is Yad. That excludes everything. Comes the second time that it says Yad and includes things which are similar to Yad. Okay? That's the way that the drasha works of miyut achar miyut. E miyut achar miyut al rabbis. Okay? It's two different types of drashas. The first type of drasha is the first teretz of the Ran. Second type of drasha is the second teretz of the Ran. The reason why the Ran needs to give us two explanations, two terutzim, if one usually should be enough, the teretz is because the Ran l'chayru was bothered by your kasha that you guys were mechabim to. Okay? We have now the Ran giving us a new teretz over here. Did the Ramban learn this way? It doesn't sound like it. But the Ran suggests this pshat. So now we have the Ramban, one teretz. We have the Ran, another mahalach in our Gemara. Both of those are pshat in the Yerushalmi. Let's get back to Rashi now. Okay, let's get back to Rashi. We have pshat in these other Yishayinim, but we see clearly Rashi is not learning like these other Yishayinim. What is Rashi saying? What is Rashi saying? What is Rashi saying? We already heard one suggestion of whatever's first. It's difficult. What is Rashi saying? Let's go back to the words of Rashi for a second. Are you ready? Share with you a pshat in Rashi, which is just letting Rashi speak for himself. Okay, listen to the words. A few of you guys already asked me about these words in the Rashi. Let's read the words. Zogt Rashi. Tamalaymar v'nosan mikol makoim. He says, v'darshinan lei ba'anpei nafshei. And we are doresh it by itself. Midiloksiv ubiyadi yinenu. The fact that it doesn't say ubiyadi yinenu. Mashmalon nesina kaldu. It's mashma to us. Nesina, any type of Nesina. Nesina anywhere. As long as it's a Nesina, it's good. What's Rashi say? What is he saying? He doesn't say first or second. He doesn't say double Lashon. He says, Anpei Nafshe, Darshinan Le, we are Doresh it. What's it? The word Vinasan. That's the Dibur Maschil. Tamalemar Vinasan. We're Doresh it. We're Doresh the word Vinasan. Be Anpei Nafshe, by itself. Why? And that's mashma to us, nesina, any type of nesina. Let me explain what he means. The pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isho v'Allah, v'ya lo sim tochein be'ineo, ki matzo barabas davar, because of Allah's Savior Krisus, v'sholchem bezo, because of Allah's Savior Krisus, v'nasan v'yada, v'sholchem bezo," right? So, he's going to marry a woman. He doesn't like her. Something happens, he doesn't like her. He will write a Sefer Krisus for her. Vinasan biyada. Zakt Rashi. If it would say biyada yitnenu, so then you would read, because of La Sefer Krisus, u biyada yitnenu. You wouldn't be able to read the pasuk without having that full statement. Because of La Sefer Krisus, ubiyada yitnenu. Right? Let's say tell me where could I stop? Because of La Sefer Krisus, he will write a Sefer Krisus for her, ubi yada, and in her hand. In her hand what? In her hand, yitnenu. The only way to read the pasuk would be one full statement. Because of La Sefer Krisus, ubi yada yitnenu. That's the only way to read the pasuk. But by the Torah not writing that, by the Torah writing minasan biyada, then what am I able to do? I could read it like this. Because of La Sefer Krisus, minasan, he will write a Sefer Krisus for her and give it. Zot Rashi, we already have a mashmos from that word. Even without adding on the extra word biyada afterwards, there's already a mashmos to this statement. He will write a Sefer Krisus for her and give it. Right? So Zogt Rashi like this. And that's why we are able to be doresh the word vinasan by itself. By itself there's already a mashmos. Vinasan, and he will give it. Now, the Torah doesn't just say that. The Torah does add another word afterwards. What's the other word afterwards? Biyada. So what does the word biyada teach me? Give it? Doesn't mean give it stam. It means give it in her hand, right? Zogt Rashi. He knew we would ask that kasha. So he continues and tells us. Biyada. Aye, it says the next word, biyada. Biyada, because of Rachmana. You know why the Torah read biyada? Debeinan dumya diyada. It's to teach me that where you give it, it needs to be in a place which is similar to her yad. That meaning, the mishtameres ladaita, kinevaris lakame, that it is shamur with her knowledge. It's shamur by her, with her, I guess, awareness, right? So that's the idea of why the Torah wrote yado. Zogt Rashi, Talmud loymar v'nasan, Mikol Makoim, the drush is not for the fact that it says twice, a double lashon. The drush is not for the fact that it says a miut achar miut. The drush is not for the fact that whatever's first in the pasuk is more emphasis, is more significant. The drush is from the fact that when you read it, you can have a mashmos from this word, even without adding on the next word. But if it would say the other way, you would not be able to do that.
Can I repeat that?
That is the drasha, the way Rashi explains it. The Mela, we understand that the Lashon of Rashi in, I'm going to explain it, the Lashon of Rashi and the Gemara is extremely precise. You don't need to change any girsa in the Gemara. It's not about extra words. Right? The Ramban understood Rashi, it's extra words. It's not about extra words. It's not about what comes first and what comes second. It's not about that it's inappropriate grammatically to write biyada yitnana, or it's inappropriate grammatically to write vinasan biyada. It has nothing to do with that. What does it come down to? It comes down to, is there a mashmos to the word by itself, or is there no mashmos in reading this pasuk without the next word? If it would say biyada yitnanu, we wouldn't be able to read the word without adding the next word also. Because of La Sefer Krisus, ubiyada. There's no mashmos. You need to read biyada yitnanu. Now you have a mashmos. But if it would say because of La Sefer Krisus, vinasan, now there's a mashmos to the word vinasan. I could stop here. I could have such a drasha. I could make sense out of that. Good. That's the drasha. I could put it anywhere. Biyada, as long as it's mishtameres biyada. Ledaita, just like yada. That's why the Torah adds on that extra word. That's what Rashi's doing over here. With this, we understand that the Gemara does make sense according to Rashi. The Ramban is a beautiful pshat, but if somebody says to you, which pshat is more mechudish in the Gemara, the Ramban or Rashi, l'chayra, the pshat of the Ramban is much more mechudish than Rashi. Rashi's much more positive shot, and it all fits beautifully. With this, we'll stop. Lean out of Bez Hashem. We'll have a chance to review it tonight.
Rabbi,
yeah, what do we need? Explanation.
How it's smooth or whatever.
How smooth it is?
And how it be, how it's smoother.
Smoother in Rashi?
The beginning and everything.
Yeah, because Rashi says, Tamalem evinasan mikol makom vidarshinan lay. What's darshinan lay? Darshinan lay means, we are doresh it. What's it? The word vinasan. Ba'an peinafshe. By itself.
That's how we're supposed to read it.
We are able to be doresh the word by itself. Right, why not? Because there's no mashmos to the word just biyada by itself. So you wouldn't be, or it says yitnenu after biyada, you have to read it together. So you can't be doresh just give. You have to read those two words together. You can only be doresh just give because it says v'nasan first. So now you're able to have a mashmos from that word by itself. There is a mashmos to it, and that's why you're able to slice it.
And the yada, he answers just that means an idea.
Something similar to that. That's right. Kiva, what's your question?
Shouldn't law be extra? It would make more sense.
Where's law extra?
The kasa of law.
No.
It would make
law is extra, but we make it drusha from it. The Gemara is going to make it drusha.
It would make more sense. To write the cost of Savior Christus,
but you want to get an answer? Huh? You're right. You want to get an answer? Right, the answer is the Gemara is going to make a drusha. You're right. The word law is extra. But the Gemara is going to make a drusha from the word law to teach me a new halacha.
Okay.
That when you write it,
that's
it has
not the main
to
idea.
Be
the main idea
that you wrote it specifically with her in mind. You're right.
The
extra word. It is extra. But it's teaching me a new halacha.
It's teaching us that. You need to be, which is like what Rashi said, you need to be doresh by itself in the sense that it needs to be stopped. You can stop without using the next word.
Smoli.
In other words, the nasan can teach us what we need.
Keep studying.
Yeah,
see what you are.
Be yada.